Well, there's a company based out of Hancock County, Indiana, just east of Indianapolis, called Virility Inc. And that company is leading the way in bringing about new technologies to the ag industry. Specifically, the company is developing an app that can be downloaded onto your phone so you can check to see when your livestock are fertile so you can speed up the breeding process. And that app is expected to become available in 2024 to test boars, sows, and gilts, and will soon be developed as well for other livestock species. Joining me now is Leanne Hart. She's the CEO of Virility Inc. Leanne, tell me about the software that your company is developing and how it will greatly help livestock producers.
Well, our company specializes in using artificial intelligence within the sector of animal health, breeding, and reproduction. We actually want to disrupt and optimize the industry with our fertility platform called Fertilize. It is the only affordable, accurate, rapid, mobile, artificial intelligent device that can tell a producer when their animal is ready for the breeding herd. It analyzes semen quality and ovulation detection. It's like having a skilled lab technician and a digital microscope in the palm of your hand. So it's a really exciting technology, and I am extremely pleased to be able to have the opportunity to bring this forward into the animal health, breeding, and reproductive segment of our industry. And this is a piece of the industry that could use some more innovation and use a little bit more attention. We haven't seen a lot of innovation in this segment for a very long time. And so this is an exciting opportunity. And I think from what I've heard from potential customers moving forward, that they are excited to be able to use something like this in the future.
My guest is Leanne Hart, CEO of Virility Inc. What I find fascinating, basically the nuts and bolts of what the Fertilize platform is, and that's Fertilize spelled Fertile Eyes, E-Y-E-Z, which is a really great play on words, Leanne. This is basically taking a software program, and that software program is able to determine whether pigs, hogs, are fertile enough to reproduce. That's basically the nuts and bolts of what Fertilize is and what Virility Inc. does.
You are absolutely right, CJ. It's the essence of what it is. It's actually already been validated in humans as well. And that's actually where it started. And then we have since validated in the swine market, specifically with boars and semen quality. We're doing that now with sow ovulation. And so, the fact that our technology has been validated in multiple species and has subsequent publications based on that is pretty fantastic, we think, from a scientific standpoint. I mean, how I originally was approached with this technology, it actually comes out of Harvard Medical School or division thereof called Brigham's Women's Hospital, where they were validating in humans, and to a contact of mine asked the question, well, do you think there's any application in animal health? And being a fellow breeder and geneticist, I was asked the question and my eyes lit up when I saw the technology. My jaw dropped at just how easy it was to use as well as affordable. And so I, with an emphatic yes, said, oh, of course, you know, this would have a lot of application. This would bring our industry much farther faster. And so that's how it started. And we formed a company, started bringing this forward in, you know, from a startup standpoint into the industry and working on it scientifically, working on it as an investment venture as well. So it's been a really good road with having a technology like this. When you have the team that you do, you have the technology that you do. It's been great, and we appreciate the opportunity.
Well, and Leanne, using the software, you certainly have situations where when you deal with the sale of livestock, especially dairy cattle, you want to make sure those dairy cattle are fertile. You want to make sure that breeding hogs are fertile. And I've heard of stories where sometimes there have been some scams involving producers and those who purchase livestock, and the livestock are in fact sterile. So this particular software would help basically solve that issue.
It really would. And because it's so easy to use, and you can use it at what some people might call point of care or as an animal side test, it's even better. You don't have to be a skilled laborer to be able to use it like you do, you know, the big cumbersome expensive machines that are out there that actually can still be not very accurate. They're maybe used as a guide, but people also know when they use those big expensive machines, they're not always accurate. The ease of use, the affordability, the mobility aspect of it, and the accuracy are really what's our secret sauce.
And I think a lot of folks may think, well, livestock, they're animals. They can just reproduce on their own. But sometimes you need some assistance as a producer to kind of make sure that the animals are breeding at the optimum times and make sure that the animals that you have, in fact, are fertile to reproduce.
Yeah, and a lot of us are aware of the projected need for more meat protein in the coming years. If we look at the swine industry, which we are, and that's the first species that we're targeting out of the gate, and as you said, we can go into other species. Since this will be, you know, swine will be the first species that we're targeting. If you just look at sows and gilts, you know, that aren't getting pregnant maybe like 15% of the time on average, that is actually the equivalent of $1.2 billion that is being left on the table each and every year. Now, the swine industry, we all know, is a very intensive farming segment of our animal health industry. So any percentage point that they can improve upon that allows them to really fuel the food supply chain and their pockets as well as producers. So it gives back to them manyfold in different ways. If we could just improve a percentage point or a few percentage points of the pregnancy rate.
And Leanne, tell me about the research and development that's going on now with Virility Inc. and the Fertilize software to where one day you can test not just pigs, but also cattle, sheep, other livestock species for their fertility.
Really, our hurdle that we have to cross right now is building the prototype. Once you build that prototype, well, we've got a lab-based prototype, but it's not suitable for in-the-field use. It has to be more durable. So we're creating the next prototype. And once that's created, and yes, we're starting with the swine market, we can easily then move into other species much faster than what we have these last couple years. Because at that point, it's not a matter of hardware anymore. It's more a matter of software and algorithm development, which is much easier to deal with in the hardware building. So once we get past this marker, which we feel we will have done before the end of this year, we will then propel ourselves into other species.
My guest is Leanne Hart, CEO of Virility Inc. And over the summer, Leanne, your company received a $3.5 million investment through Series A funding to further develop the breeding technology with Fertilize. Also, the company received $100,000 as one of two winners of the Purdue Accelerator Fund earlier this year in January. So certainly a lot of support for you and your team as you continue to grow your company, Leanne.
Yes, it has actually propelled us very much faster than what we were going before. So we have the ability now to really de-risk and build this final prototype like I was just speaking about. We've actually hired two more AI software engineers, and what's fantastic about that, these guys aren't only great to work with, but they are actually also co-inventors of this technology. We originally had the main inventor, Hadi Shafei, who actually works at Brigham's Women's Hospital and has a laboratory there. He and his staff are co-inventors of the technology. So we have brought on two of his staff members. And so that allows them to really hit the ground running. There's not obviously a lot of training involved. And so we can, you know, be propelled even faster than we ever thought if we hired, you know, more external AI type software engineers. So that's what we're doing right now. We've also kicked off three of our vendors, two of which are located here in Indiana. One of them is Outside Source, who is helping us with our software, and the other one is Trek10, who is helping us with our IoT and infrastructure. And then we're using another group out of California, Generate, who are helping us with building the final prototype before the end of this year. So all three of those folks are triangulating together and helping move us forward so that by the end of this year, the beginning of next year, we'll kick off the use of that prototype into a proof of concept type of study that will be used in sows, and that will, the results of that study will be actually also used to finalize our algorithm development throughout next year. We look to launch at the beginning of 2024, and so we'll have our final validations done before then, and then ensure that we are supply chain and manufacturing ready by that time. So that's right around the corner. You know how fast these days go by.
Well, and certainly if someone is a pork producer who is listening to our interview, this podcast, and is thinking, man, I need to jump on this software Fertilize as soon as it becomes available here in 2024. Or if they just want some more information, how can they get more info about your company and the Fertilize fertility testing software?
I think the best way to get a hold of us is first go to our website at virilityco.com. So virilityco.com, or my email is leanne.hart@virilityco.com.
And Leanne, I know a lot of folks want to be like you in terms of being an ag entrepreneur. I talk to a lot of high school kids, a lot of Purdue students. You were a Purdue student. You are a Purdue alumnus. And what message do you have for students who may hear and read your story and be inspired to become an ag entrepreneur themselves, just like you?
Well, I love agriculture. I love the animal health industry. I've been in this space my whole career, my whole life growing up. You know, started out working at the veterinary clinic in, you know, throughout high school and even through college, and wanted to be a veterinarian, just probably like a lot of people that love animals growing up. And then when you get to Purdue, a wonderful school like that, who's excellent at agriculture, excellent at really growing people and helping them think logically and, you know, become entrepreneurs. You know, that was a great grounding that I had. And that's where you can really find out even more about agriculture than what you had even been exposed to at home or through high school. And you can really see where it is that you can go. There's so many roles out there in agriculture and animal health that there's just too many to even talk about. So I would say don't limit yourself just to what you think you may want to do. Really be open to anything and learning. I think I had an approach of, I always say, building to outcomes, where I would take any job or role with or without pay just so I could learn. And then you start to grow and put all these different roles and puzzle pieces together to help you become who you are later in life so that you can do bigger roles and bigger things. And so I attribute, you know, what I learned throughout, you know, working at the veterinary clinics for almost 10 years, and then, you know, what I've learned for Purdue University, and what I learned actually from Elanco from a business standpoint, and how our agriculture industry does B2B, you know, type of transactions, and what that looks like versus, you know, business to consumer type of transactions. That's very, very helpful in your learning. And all of those roles that I learned, R&D, regulatory, new product planning, marketing, and launch leadership, where I launched products all around the globe and learned about different cultures. You know, utilizing that, I think that is what really helped me be able to serve my team in the role that I am in today, in the industry that we're sitting in today as well. So be very persistent about what you want to learn and what you want to do. You know, of course, work hard. You hear about that all the time. But I also think play with passion. You know, it's the old adage of, you're not working if you're passionate about it. You tend to work differently within that space. It almost doesn't feel like a job. And then, you know, be very humble in the role that I am in, where you feel like, you know, at the beginning of the day, you know, you're ecstatic about some great news that you received, and by the end of the day, you received horrible news about something. You know, you have to have the humility of Job, is what I say. Be ready for anything, and be ready to get turned down a lot, especially if you're looking for investment funding, and it's okay. All of those instances, of course, are learning, but definitely get involved as much as you can in your community that you're in. And I don't mean just like your local community. I mean, like, for instance, for me, getting involved in the startup community, the entrepreneurship community that we have here in Indiana was key, very much key. I was never really a part of that when I was going through kind of corporate America or when I was going through college. I never really understood that world or understood how it existed. And that's given me an educational background in and of itself. So working with folks like the Purdue Foundry, Agrinovus, Beta Ag Bioscience, you know, working with all those folks and really trying to figure out what it is that investors are looking for, and especially in the space of ag, where dollars are less risky versus in Silicon Valley. So I think that being a part of these communities that represent the area that you want to be in is key. So, yeah, I think whoever wants to play in a space like I am today, I'm all for it, because the more that we can benefit animal health and the agriculture industry, the better off our food supply will be moving forward, and I'm all for it.
Once again, Leanne Hart, CEO of Virility Inc., based out of Hancock County, and the Fertilize platform, which will soon be on the market here in 2024. Leanne, thank you so much for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today.
Thank you, CJ. Have a great day.